Earlier this summer, Dr. Jane Chu stepped down as the head of the National Endowment for the Arts when her four-year term expired. Since then, the agency has been led by an interim head while it awaits the president to announce whom he intends to nominate as its next chair. These past 2 years have been difficult for the endowment as President Trump has made no secret of his desire to do away with it completely. The anticipation of how presidents will relate to the arts is often amusing. Broadly speaking, there's an assumption that Democrats will help and Republicans hurt. In terms of budgets, at least, that doesn't hold water. However, it's still John F. Kennedy who has the popular reputation of being the best friend to the arts of any recent president. But it was actually his successor, Lyndon Johnson, who signed the NEA into law. Then it was Richard Nixon who endorsed the first big expansion of the endowment's budget and its mission. Almost all presidents have invited prominent artists to perform at the White House. And in the 1980s, Ronald Reagan began the tradition of the president awarding national medals of arts each year. Nixon was also one of a handful of presidents who played a musical instrument. He played the piano and the violin. And to my knowledge, he's the only president who's ever performed one of his own compositions in public, which he did on the old Jack Parr TV show back in 1963. Harry Truman also played the piano, and Thomas Jefferson and Woodrow Wilson both played the violin. Bill Clinton played the saxophone and even made the all-state band in high school. Warren G. Harding may have been our most musical president. He could play every instrument except trombone. While a senator, he played the tuba in a group called the Caledonia Silver Cornet Band. John Philip Sousa dedicated his Keeping Step with the Union March to Harding's wife, Florence. But not every president was so inclined. Ulysses S. Grant was perhaps at the other end of the spectrum. "I know only two tunes," he once admitted. "One of them is Yankee Doodle, and the other one isn't." I don't think Gerald Ford played an instrument, but he made one of the better comments about music that I've heard from a president. "Music education opens doors that help children pass from school into the world around them," he said. "The future of our nation depends on providing our children with a complete education that includes music." There's no question that when presidents engage in the arts, or even occasionally emphasize their importance, a good portion of the public pays attention. But to make a big difference in how seriously the public takes them, it would require focused, constant support from the president. For the arts, that would be the best of all possible worlds.